Class is back with Helena. Let's talk today about how to be more attractive. There is a difference between being beautiful and being attractive. Just because someone is beautiful doesn't mean they are attractive. When you walk into a room, if there's not this presence and this aura around you that just draws people to you, it's like having a magnet inside of you. When people say that you are attractive, you really are. It means you are drawing their attention to you. Without even saying a word. And so I want to share with you my 5 tips to being more attractive, to draw that magnet within so that you can attract people from all over the place, whether you're online or in person. And so number one is confidence. Confidence is an inside job. A lot of people think that it's just working on your posture or your eye contact or your voice to be able to speak clearly and loudly. Confidence starts from the inside. It starts with integrity. Being able to keep your word goes so far in confidence. When your thoughts, your actions, and your words align, it will make you so attractive. Even to yourself, you will be more attractive. So for instance, if you're saying, hey, I'm going to go to the gym 3 to 5 times a week, you've made this commitment to yourself, but then you flake on it. Then it makes you not be able to even trust your own self. And then when you don't trust yourself, it makes you not trust others as well. So building up your confidence starts with you keeping your word to yourself. So if you're going to the gym, make sure you go. If you say you're gonna wake up at 6 a.m., wake up at 6 a.m. If you say you're gonna pay your bills on time, pay your bills on time. Keeping your word is what builds your confidence. And of course, those other things do as well. The eye contact, having good posture when you walk into a room. If you're wearing heels, wear them with stride. Have a level of a sexiness appeal when you walk into a room. And it will be heightened by the level of confidence and integrity that you have in yourself. So like I said, it is an inside job. Number two is smile. I know we're in the world, we're dealing with a pandemic, and there's so many things that have been overwhelming and uncertain for us, but it's still so much to be grateful for. And when you have a level of gratitude, you're going to smile more. So start thinking about things that really you're grateful for. Waking up this morning, being able to go outside, being able to see the sky, being able to feel a cool breeze on your back, whatever the reason may be, to have a family, a roof over your head, children, grandchildren, find something to smile about and smile more. Smiling lifts your energy and your vibration and your frequency that it will attract other people, because so many people aren't smiling that when they see your smile, it kind of makes them smile. Have you ever heard someone laughing and their laugh makes you laugh? And sometimes when you see someone smile, it just makes you naturally just, it's like a magnet, it just makes you lift your smile up too. And so when you're working on just smiling more, it really changes the dynamic of the world and the lives around you. And even if you're out and you're jogging or walking or maybe walking your dog or whatever the case may be, when you're smiling, it makes you more approachable. It makes people want to speak to you. And so it really opens up some doors for you. You may not know the next person that you're smiling at may be your next great opportunity for either business or friendship. So smile more. Number three is mysterious. Have a level of mystery about you. We don't need to know every single thing that you do. I'm speaking from experience, especially on social media. When I first got on social media, I said and posted everything that I had going on. I felt like I needed to tell people what I ate for breakfast, what I was doing for lunch, where I was going, what I was wearing, and doing before and after pictures. And I find that now that's very unnecessary. The least I post, the more responses I get as far as personal. In business, it may be different for you. You may have to post frequently, but in your personal life, you don't have to share every detail. In fact, it's even a good idea, instead of saying, hey, I'm getting ready to go to Florida or Belize, Why not tell them when you get back? Guess where I just came back from, guys? It was so exciting. And show them the pictures after it's done. You don't have to post things as you're going through your trip unless that's something you want to do. But it's more of a mystery to do it after. It is more of a mystery to post occasionally. And it is something about when you're out in public as well, how you're dressed and how you carry yourself. You don't have to show how beautiful and voluptuous your body is, every single angle, every single curve, by wearing the tightest fitted dress. You can have a little conservative quality about your attire and make people wonder, ooh, she looks good. I bet she really looked good in the swimsuit. You know, have a level of mystery about yourself. I saw this meme on a post and he said, women are so naked now, they dress in such a naked way that I'm starting to wonder what they look like in a turtleneck. Like, oh, I bet she look good in a turtleneck. Men are not finding it as attractive as some women are thinking it is. So have a little bit of mystery about yourself, what you do and what you what you wear, your sex appeal, your sensuality. It doesn't have to be on display. You're not a walking billboard. Number four is to be nice. I remember I used to tell my daughter this in kindergarten. I don't have to tell her this anymore. She is so super nice and so sweet. And what makes a woman really nice is just being considerate, being thoughtful of other people, asking how are you doing, and really taking the time to not just talk, but to listen. Being present in the moment. A lot of times when we're out with people, we're so on our phones. We're just like glued to our phones and we're distracted by other areas of social media or our work or email. But it's very attractive to be present in the moment. If you're spending time with friends, be present with your friends. If you're spending time with family, be present. I remember I went out with some friends recently and it was just my hands were just shaking. I just wanted to just film and take pictures because I hadn't seen these friends in a long time, and I just wanted to take pictures and videos and of all the things that we were doing. And I was like, nope, because that makes me miss out on the moment. And so I said, I will wait until the end of our day and then I would take some pictures and do a video. But I definitely wanted to capture the moment, but I didn't want to lose every single moment in it by trying to capture it, because some memories don't need to be shared. Every single thing about it doesn't need to be shared. And so being nice and being respectful to people, you know, being respectful to their privacy, being respectful to the things that matter to them. And so it's just a level of courtesy and kindness, and also to not be jealous and to not be judgmental or condescending when you're talking to someone. Just having a level of niceness, it just really goes a long way. And I consider niceness like a seed. To be nice, when you're planting seeds of niceness, because I've been seeing a poster that says sprinkle kindness like confetti. When you're planting seeds of niceness, it comes back to you in ways that you didn't even know. I remember even getting my first electricity bill here, and I called and I said, hey, I'm going to make all my payments auto draft. And they said, oh, with your first payment of auto draft, you get $40 off of your first bill. And I said, what? And they say, yeah, you get $40 off your first bill just for calling, because we appreciate the kindness, you know, the courtesy to just make sure, you know, everything's paid on time. And so even with bills and companies, it's like they even appreciate you being nice, you know. And so, and that goes back to the confidence, to having the integrity and saying, hey, I'm going to keep my word. I'm going to do exactly what I said I'm going to do. I'm going to make sure everything's paid on time. I do things on time. I keep my word to myself. It really comes back to you in ways that you might not have even thought of. Number five is going to be have manners. This is also something I told my daughter in kindergarten, but it's such a good reminder. Having manners. I always say thank you. I say thank you for everything. And my daughter also does it as well. She'll thank me even after we've had breakfast or lunch or dinner. If I'm prepared something, she'll say, thank you, mom. That was a great meal. Thank you, mom. And some people thought it's crazy. Like, why does my daughter have to say thank you for everything? I said she doesn't, but I thank her for everything. She can take out the trash or wash the dishes, and I say thank you, appreciate it, thank you, and those thank you bombs that we're dropping all the time is also a sense of gratitude. So the energy in our home is very positive and appreciative of each other, because who wants to be undervalued and underappreciated? People want to be appreciated. They want to be respected. So having manners, saying thank you, we also say yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. And some people here, I'm in Texas, and they say, oh, that's slavery times. That's outdated. You don't have to say sir and ma'am. And I said, no, it's a courtesy. It's a respect. And since I do it, my daughter does it. So even in my 40s, I'm still saying yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. And my daughter does the same thing. And her teachers think she is the most polite child in her class. And when people ask you how you're doing, always ask them how they're doing as well. When people ask you a question, you ask them a question as well. Now, I do realize that when people give you a compliment, you don't always have to give them a compliment back. It's okay to just receive a compliment. If someone says, I like your shoes, say thank you. You don't have to say, oh, I like your hair, or I like, you don't have to do that. Become more receptive by just saying thank you. Just say thank you. But manners go a long way. A few other manners are when you're going out to eat, make sure everyone has been served. I can't even believe that I have to say this, but make sure everyone has been served their food. And then hopefully you say your prayers beforehand. But if not, just make sure everyone has their food before you start digging in, okay? And another good manner is just to always say with the salutation in your emails when you respond, because I don't believe people have email etiquette anymore, but make sure you acknowledge the person by just saying dear or hi with their name, dear John, hi Alyssa, and give them a warm have a great day, have a fabulous day. I always say have a fabulous day, but just having a level of etiquette even in your emails and when you're talking to people on social media, especially with your comments. If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything. If somebody comments, if you don't really have anything to say about their comment, but it was nice, just give them a heart, give them a like. But having manners, so we do live in a digital world, so I just want to give those little tidbits on how to be attractive even digitally. So those are my tips to be more attractive. They don't cost a dime, but they do require some time to make sure that you're doing these things. And if you're not already doing these things, start practicing them, doing them on a daily basis, because it will really make you more attractive. So to be an attractive and a beautiful woman, that is going to make you such a hot commodity. I will talk to you soon. Hope you took notes. That's class for today. Have a great one. Bye-bye.